Ravi Ramachandran, and I'm the head of the Seed Care Institute here in Stanton, Minnesota.
Ravi, let's begin with a little background on the Institute itself, the work that you do, major development here 2 years ago with the site itself and expanding what you're able to do. So give our listeners a little background.
Yeah, the Seed Care Institute here at Stanton is really a state-of-the-art facility. It was, opened in September 2016, and it is a unique facility in the sense it's kind of a techno-commercial center of excellence for seed treatment technology within Syngenta. And at this location, we develop not only new seed care technology, products, seed applied technology, but more importantly, we figure out how to apply them properly, and so that we then translate that knowledge to our retail and other customers to help them produce high quality treated seed. So that's really the focus. It's not only developing technology, but transferring the know-how to our customers.
Without getting too deep into the weeds, so to speak, you explained the value in seed treatments, especially at planting in those critical 3 weeks after the seed goes into the ground. So when you talk to people about the value, because sometimes visually it might not be apparent right away, but you've been able to really demonstrate here how important a seed treatment can be.
Yeah, I mean, treating seed and knowing the value of the treated seed is very important because growers are buying high-value seeds, with the genetics and traits, and you need to protect that investment, and that's where the seed treatment comes along. The most crucial time for any plant is the first 3 weeks after emergence, and that's really where the treatments are highly effective, because in those 3 weeks, you got a high stress environment for the young seedling, and you could have wet and cold conditions. And that could be early season diseases and insects in the soil, and you want to protect your seedling, and that's really where the seed treatment comes into play.
Yeah, a major component that we discussed today, the stewardship of this technology and making sure that those that use it understand the potential risks, say, with dust and mitigating that, and on your end, making sure that it's the best product that you can possibly produce. So let's talk about mitigating dust to ensure that you don't have drift occurring, and some of the ways in which you test for that, and the successes that you've had.
Yep. One of the key aspects of dust mitigation is it all starts from the very beginning. One need to make sure the seeds that are harvested are processed properly, which means it's about cleaning and sizing the seed and getting rid of all the debris. And once you do that, soon after that is you're treating the seed, and that's a phase two of a seed production process. At that phase, really, you're talking about having a good formulation, a good product. And at Syngenta, of course, we have a very high-value technology, and our formulations are designed with unique components in them that not only stabilizes the product but also helps reduce the dust coming off the seed. And it's also got to do with the recipes. Most of our premix formulations have already got some built-in polymers and other components, but the recipes are crucial because every seed is different, and the size, shape, and texture of the seeds are different, and hence you need to customize the recipes. That means selecting the right polymers and colorants and everything. And the next phase is how do you get them on the seed? And getting them on the seed is all about using the right equipment and calibrating the equipment, setting up the equipment. And that's really where the Syngenta actually goes an extra mile. And we bring our downstream seed dealers and retail applicators to the Institute, and we conduct application training. So they stay here for a couple of days and learn from our experts. And when they go back, they leave with a high level of confidence to handle our products safely and apply proper products properly on the seeds.
In tying that stewardship, those BMPs, with National Pollinator Week, which we're celebrating this week, obviously when you can mitigate dust, when you can control drift, things like that, and protect the habitat, that's something that everyone's striving for.
Yes, indeed. And I think it is extremely important to use this technology. This is a very useful production tool, and it should be appropriately used and stewarded properly. And part of the stewardship and testing we do is, even the treated seed, we simulate different planting conditions. So we got a planter lab where we simulate different climatic conditions from the Carolinas to California under different humidity and temperatures, and then make sure those seeds have good singulation. Not only that, but they also does not abrade. And we educate our growers and customers about the proper use of lubricants and the amount to use and the type of lubricants to use. And we actually conduct large-scale testing. So thereby, our hope and expectation is that the technology is properly used, having minimal impact to the pollinators.
One of the many powerful visuals for me on the tour of the facility today was when you showed some dust comparisons from seed, soybean seeds, and the untreated soybean actually had a larger dust profile than the treated seed, which I thought was very surprising and also pretty telling.
Yes, many people are surprised when they see that, because every untreated seed has an intrinsic dust, and that's what you saw. However, when we develop our recipes, let's say we have three different recipes, and we always aim to have the least dust in every product and recipes that we put on the seed. However, it's all about balance, because when you reduce the dust significantly, one can also imagine that is because of the polymers that are binding. But the same polymers can also stick the seeds together, and therefore you have a sticky bean, and you could also have some bridging and blocking, which is not good for bagging operation or for planting drills. And that's really a trade-off. So you're looking at the least dust with a better seed flow, wet and dry flow, and also going through the drill and providing good singulation. And that's where the aspects of the technology and the product design comes into play.
The last thing that I want to ask you about is the collaboration that's happening with the grower in mind. It's really about the producer's best interests that has brought these collaborators like Syngenta together.
Yes, we recognized that at the end of the day, our common customer is a grower. So a grower who gets the treated seed. And hence, it's so important for us as technology developers at Syngenta to collaborate with not only the equipment manufacturers who are the treating equipment, but also the polymer and color and design companies and vendors, and ultimately the planter manufacturers, whether it's John Deere or Kinze. So what we have been doing the last couple of years is to bring and share this knowledge across various stakeholders, because we recognize at the end of the day, our common customer is a grower, and we want their experience to be the best possible. And that's really our goal.
There's a lot more that we could talk about. Anything else that you want to make sure we touch on today?
No, I think it is important for people to understand that the technology that we have, seed applied technology, is a very important production tool, and that there is a tremendous amount of effort behind the scene by various stakeholders in the seed industry, and we are all working to protect and develop safe and sustainable technology, ultimately helping growers produce plenty and safe food for the world.
Well, Robbie, thank you so much for a fantastic tour today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming here, Mark. I appreciate your time.